Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping. Welcome to this presenttruth.com, April the 23rd, 2026, Thursday. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, for today's program. Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and I guess you could say their conflict with the deep state in America and Europe pushing for a new world order. Podcasts for these programs are archived on thispresenttruth.com. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. These three men are at war, not with, I'll put it this way, they're at war with a cabal that has basically ruled the world to some degree going back to maybe the 1700s, but especially in the last century and in this century. I'm trying to get my balance. I want to present this in the proper way. These men, as leaders of their countries, are really at war with a sinister group, a sinister power in the United States and in the city of London. The power, or the sinister center of power that I'm referring to, was a concept, a vision that Cecil B. Rhodes presented, you might say, to Europe / the United States at the end of the 1800s, 1890, 95. Cecil Rhodes, his vision was a white ruling group that would rule the entire globe. He had to change the terminology. It was too racist. So it was switched to the English-speaking countries that would rule the world. The two centers of power would be Europe, England, City of London, United States, New York City. No one discusses the group. I'm going to present just history, because this these secret groups, these two sister chapters of the same secret society, maybe not so much secret, but very not necessarily well known, is the concept that brought about the existence of a ruling group of powerful people in Europe, basically the city of London, along with the royals and the oligarchs of Europe and main families in the United States of America, with a united plan, same objective, a same vision, a Cecil Rhodes vision, to own the earth as their property and to rule over the citizens of the world. I'll give you just a little insight into what they control. I'll be presenting this from a study, the Pilgrim Society, A Century of Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Mellons, and Much More. The website, https://isgp:/studies www.pilgrimssocietyusuk. I'm having a hard time trying to condense what I want to present, but if I condense it too much, you'll miss the, you might say, like an aircraft, you'll see the cockpit without seeing the whole structure of what is what's happening inside and without the plane or a ship. You can see the whole, viewing it from a distance, but then it takes a long time to go through each level of the ship, the bridge. You know what I'm saying. How did I stumble upon Pilgrims? I'm probably going to do a couple of parts. I'll just have to give you what happened. Years ago, studying secret societies, the Skull and Bones, Jesuits, where do I even begin with the secret societies? Just in the U.S., Freemasons, the Knights Templar of America, Bohemian Club, Bohemian Grove, Council of Foreign Relations, the Rosicrucians, Mystics in a Modern Age, Skull and Bones, the Improved Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks of the World, the Priority of Sion, Knights of Pythias, the Code of Chivalry, Order of Nine Angels and the Dark Fringe, Order of the Eastern Star, a Hidden Sisterhood, the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn of America, Odd Fellows, Brotherhood Beyond the Ordinary, Bilderberg Groups of American Connection, the Modern Illuminati, just to begin with. So, I have a ministry. My ministry is to inform of friends, the world that I touch, the Christian community that I touch, the Christian world that I affect through ministry. I do function as a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, and my main ministry, I guess I can put it this place, it present it to you this way. For those that are Christian, non-Christian, believe in God, don't believe in God, in the occult, dabbling in the occult, male, female, young, old, my ministry is theology to the body of Christ, which is the knowledge of who God is as Father, Creator, the doctrines of the Christian faith, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and the doctrines of Paul the Apostle, John, James, Jude, etc., and eschatology, the teachings of the prophecies of the prophets of Israel, of King David, of Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob. Again, all of the prophets of Israel, of Christ himself, eschatology, the study of the end of things, the end of the world, the prophecies that were spoken of in ancient times, thousands of years ago, spoken for the time then, through the ages, to the present. Eschatology, also presented through the apostles. Also, I speak of the occult and the kingdom of darkness as it and the conflict between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God. So, years ago, I'm studying the groups that I mentioned, plus more. The ones I mentioned were centered basically in the United States. Knights of Malta in Europe. You know, the Jesuits centered in Rome. Zoroastrianism. All these ancient religions. But there was a confusion because I could never find who is the top of the pyramid. Freemasons are right at the top. Jesuits are ancient, going back hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, I mentioned Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping. Keep them in mind. I want them to be the focus, but I've got to give you a history and a testimony. These three men are at war with a group that I call, you can go to Google, you can go to your search engines, Pilgrim Society. No one talks about Pilgrim Society, but Christ said nothing will be hidden. Everything will be exposed, made known, and understood, because people have free will, and at some point in their lifetime, they have to be presented with the thought and the knowledge and the understanding to a degree of who Jesus Christ is, so they can have an opportunity to receive Him, be saved, or live by their conscience and be individuals that are what we would term good people. They live by their conscience. Their objective is not to hurt people. Their objective is to contribute to society, to live a good, clean life. The Jewish people have the teachings of Moses, the commandments, which the churches of God also have, but expounded upon, blown open, intricately understood through the teachings of Christ. So I am trying to decide, I'm looking at all these groups as part of my ministry. People think that, you know, some people have basically, they don't see the advantage or the need to look into secret societies, to understand the occult. Well, tell that to the Apostle Paul. Tell that to Jesus Christ Himself when He's taken into the wilderness, when He's led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Tell that to Him. Tell that to John, the Apostle, or James, or Jude, or Titus. Tell them that to investigate what happens in the kingdom of darkness and the children of the devil is unimportant. They would call you absolutely nuts. They would say, then you're going to become a victim. You're going to be deceived. You'll be a victim. You're going to end up in a situation that you're not going to recover from. So I'm telling you, this is going to probably take a couple of programs. I don't want to just fill in the hour. I want to be thorough. I'm determined to be thorough in this matter. The people of the world, they want to know what's really going on. What is really the truth? What is the truth about what's happening in Iran with Donald Trump? What's the truth about Donald Trump? What's the truth about Vladimir Putin and the war in Ukraine? Iran and the conflict in the Middle East? What's the truth? You can only see, if you see it through the eyes of the Bible, what has been written thousands of years ago about this conflict, it will help you to understand why we're being polarized to fight Trump before him one day, against him the next. Conflict in this country, Republican, Democrat, economic hardships that are coming. It goes on and on. So I'm asking, I'm praying, I'm a man of prayer. I do ask the Lord to help me. He'll bring things to my mind, and I don't pay attention. But I just had this sense, Lord, okay, of all these secret societies, what's the story? Who is really giving orders? Who is directing? Are they just like a goulash, or is there some structure, some order? So I did pray. I asked the Lord, Lord, I need to know how is all of these occult societies, how are they being directed? Who is directing? How are they being directed? What is the source? What gives them their power, their authority? So, one day, I'm doing some research on the Kennedy family. I'm a firm believer that John F. Kennedy, at the end of his life, before he was assassinated, he had a change of heart. Somehow, Christ visited him and convicted him. There was a conviction. I believe that Kennedy, in his own way, had a experience with God himself, and something changed within John Kennedy. And that change in his heart as a Catholic, it opened the heavens above America to the blessing of God on the United States. And that blessing came in what I term, a baby boom generation group of people that would meet Christ starting in 1960. And for 16 years, a baby boom generation, God began a movement with the baby boom generation children in the United States of America, male, female, young, older, children, 10, young people, 25, male, female, not only, and Jewish and Gentile, both Jew and Gentile. And this move of God swept across America. And then eventually it would sweep the world. It would change what happened in Russia beginning in about 1976 in the Eastern European countries. And there would be a move by the Holy Spirit that would reach into Russia eventually and into the Western, Eastern, and Central Europe and the world, basically, into Africa, into South America. This, I believe, began, this 16-year period began with John F. Kennedy. And he tried to keep the young men out of Vietnam. He tried to restructure our gold or our dollars being backed by silver. He went against this group I am speaking of called Pilgrim Society. So I'm waiting. I wasn't waiting for an answer from the Lord, but one day, as I'm studying the Kennedy family, I read an article about Joseph Kennedy. Joseph Kennedy, at some point in the 40s, his strategy as a family was his son, Joe Sr., the boy, Joe Jr., would become president. But he was killed in an operation in Europe. He was in a special, I don't know what it was, surveillance of some kind. He was in an aircraft. He was in the Air Force. He died. And Joseph Kennedy, the father, he was anti-Semitic. He was involved in the mafia, working with mafia ties. He had a brand of liquor, which is still you can buy today. But at some point in the article, says Joe Kennedy became a member of Pilgrim Society, New York City. There were two sister chapters, the City of London and New York City. City of London came into existence, I think it was February 1902. And the sister chapter, New York City, by I think June of 1902. The head of these chapters in Europe, the Rothschilds, one of the main families in the United States, many, many families, was the Rockefellers. And I read this, Pilgrim Society. What is this? I've never heard of it. I began to investigate, and I found this 208-page study by this group here in this country, and they updated this for the last time, maybe 10, 15 years ago. They decided they had done their research, that was it. Well, when I heard about Joe Kennedy joining this society, I began to, again, as a minister, reading the Old Testament, the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the lineage, all the way to King David, all the way to Christ, reading about Ahab, Jezebel, Noah, his three sons. I understood the way that the Holy Spirit works with families. And Joe Kennedy, there's a term in the world, or just in the history pages, the Kennedy curse. And I'd heard this, 20, 30 years ago. People talk about the Kennedy curse. Well, then, when I had read about this society, I realized that the father, Senior Kennedy, when anyone, your grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, when they join secret societies that are anti-Christ, anti-God, it brings a curse on the family. To some degree, the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren can be affected by negative spiritual experiences, blindness, sickness, death. In my view, I've done programs in the past, but because this is a new audience, I'll update you. I realized that Joe Kennedy, upon joining this secret group, it wasn't so much secret as just not well known, but it is secret. If you are not wealthy, powerful, come from power, come from wealth, educated, they choose their leaders from Yale, Harvard, Oxford, the big main colleges, because the kids are already prepped to perform whatever is requested, to take over the duties needed. John Kennedy, to Joe Kennedy and his influence, John Kennedy becomes president. He has a change of heart. Somewhere again, in 1961, 2 or 3, he had a change of heart, and he brought a blessing on the country. 16 years later, that blessing ends. Now, how does that blessing end? Well, Joe Kennedy had an affair with a woman by the name of Lillian Gordy. Lillian Gordy was Joe Kennedy's secretary. She had a little boy out of wedlock. She moves back to Plains, Georgia. And I think she marries her high school sweetheart, James Earl Carter. And probably 4 or 5 months later, she has a little baby boy by the name of Jimmy Earl Carter. So Joe Kennedy had an illegitimate child named Jimmy Carter. John Kennedy, his older brother, opens the blessings of God on the United States of America through the Jesus movement, through the baby boom Jesus movement. Children that get saved, born again, male, female, Jewish, Gentile. And Jimmy Carter, when he was elected president, the heavens closed. The curse upon America begins incrementally, starting in about 1976, 1977. And so we see to the present the direction of this country. And the direction begins with Carter bringing America into Cecil B. Rhodes' vision of a one world order, new world order, an order of the ages. So, I realized that this group, which now more and more people are investigating, the influence in this country of Pilgrim Society, the people who have been groomed, it goes all the people involved directly or indirectly is right up to the U.S. government presently. It involves people that are leading the AI initiatives in this country, all of the main high-tech agencies or high-tech, everybody in high-tech, going up to Amazon, Facebook, these social media platforms, people in these positions of great authority, power, and influence are in one way or another, if not directly, indirectly being hidden from their involvement with this group. Okay. The Kennedy curse. John Kennedy is assassinated. And Joe Kennedy, the strategy is very simple. Joe Jr. should have been president, But Roosevelt was part of the plan in the operation to have that plane that Joe Jr. was in shot down. Roosevelt had his influence through the directives made sure that the boy was killed, because Roosevelt knew Joe Kennedy had ambitions for his son once he came back to the U.S. The war ended, he would be positioned to run for president. And Roosevelt had a son who he was trying to position so that this boy, his son, would become president, if I remember the account correctly. Well, nothing ever happened. Joe Kennedy had a daughter. I can't remember her name. She marries a young man from Europe. And Joe Kennedy now had ties not only in this country, but European ties also. So these families, they always look for their children to marry into powerful families abroad. The boy, the daughter, meets a young man who's in the English military. They get married, I think, in 1949. The two of them are killed in a plane wreck. I believe it was 49. But Joe had plans for John Kennedy. And this is the plan. John would be president for an 8-year period. He was well-liked. The connections were great. In 68, Robert would become president. There would be another 8 years. There's a 16-year Kennedy plan. Then the young boy, Edward. Edward, at the end of Robert's 8 years, Edward would take over for 8 years. There's a 24-year period. Can you imagine what a family could do if they could have three sons in succession over a 24-year period of time? Can you imagine what this country would be like? It would be a country owned by a family. The principle was picked up by George Bush Sr. George Bush Sr. had the exact same thought pattern. It would be W. Jr. He'd get 8 years, which happened. George Sr. only got four, because there was another plan, an Illuminati plan, which Pilgrims was involved in. They needed Bill to be in for 8 years. I guess I'm going to be stuck on Bill Clinton for just a second. Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller. And the Rockefeller family, David and Nelson, these brothers, the five brothers, John D. Rockefeller Jr.'s sons, they had a plan to eventually become presidents. Nelson with Ford, if he could have won the election, he would have basically done the same thing that the Kennedys were doing, or Joe Kennedy had planned. Nelson, maybe two terms. Then I don't know who would follow Nelson's 8-year term. Then you had during the 2016 election season, you had Jeb Bush. So there was an attempt. Father Jr. gets 8 years, and now Jeb, if he would have become president, he'd have probably had 8 years. So you see, they look into the future. They don't look a term. They look two terms. At the end of two terms, another family member is elected. With the Rockefellers, that was the objective. With the Kennedys, that was the objective. With the Bushes, that was the objective. With the Rockefellers, they did get a grandson, William Jefferson Clinton, for 8 years. And the objective was Hillary in the 2016 election season. Well, Edward, he's out on a date, drinking, drives off of a bridge, kills Mary Jo, the girlfriend. That ruined his career. He was only allowed to have a position as a senator from New York. That was it. The Kennedy plan had ended with Edward. Still very powerful. And during the time that Edward was senator, his half-brother becomes president, or right about that time. I think Edward was still running for senator. He wasn't maybe old enough to run just yet. But along comes Jimmy, and Jimmy was Edward despised Carter because he knew the truth. Now, I think it was, let me think about this for a second. It was the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher, when she was the Prime Minister in England. She visited New York. She's been in an interview with, I think it was the New York Times. She, at the end of the interview, asks Jimmy Carter, "Why haven't you made it known, or why don't you discuss the fact that you are actually, that Joe Kennedy is your father? I have the article somewhere, someplace. I don't have the time to dig it up, but it was in print." And Jimmy just said, "I don't want to discuss it." So she knew. The European leaders knew. Everybody in that world of the aristocrats, of the wealthy, of the powerful government officials, they know America's history better than the American people, because Pilgrim Society hijacked the media in 1909, and nothing goes to print that they don't want in print, on the news, on the radio, on the internet. They control it. This group. And these three individuals at the beginning of the program that I mentioned, these three men of these three countries, China, Russia, the U.S., are at war with a group, very powerful group. No one is allowed to discuss it. But the Lord Jesus commands that it be discussed, and you're going to hear more about it in the future, not just from me, but from others. God wants the world to know where in the movie Alien, the initial Alien series, 2-3 programs. The one that always escapes is a mother. She's allowed to give, she breeds like crazy and has all these baby aliens. All of them are vicious. They all do the same thing. Mayhem, destruction, death. Well, this group, in the same principle as the movie, they have, you might say, pods all over the world that they control. And these pods of these creatures have one objective. You want to hear what that objective is? I'll talk about it more in the future. The plan of this group and the plan, like I mentioned at the beginning of the program, of Cecil B. Rhodes, was eventually there would be this group that would own the masses of land and oceans and atmosphere in the world, and the people, the citizens of the world. That was their plan. Cecil Rhodes had that vision, and it was pilgrims who was attempting to carry that vision to bring it to pass. In the book of Isaiah, I'll read verse 20, Isaiah 14, 20 to 22. You will not be joined with them. Eventually, the beast, the Antichrist, the kings of the nations are going to be buried in the earth at their death. But the Antichrist will never be buried in the ground. He's going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation, I think, 20, chapter 20. But you, beast, you, Antichrist, will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The children, the seed of evil doers, will never be exalted. Verse 21. God says, prepare slaughter for the children of this individual, and for the iniquity of their fathers, meaning those that have been haters of God through the millennia, through the thousands of years, prepare them for slaughter because of the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise nor possess the world nor fill the face of the world with their cities. That these people do not fill the world with their cities. That's the plan of the New World Order. And these people that these groups in this New World Order, One World Government, their plan is to eventually every city on the earth will be ruled by them through their children. So this is the plan that is an ancient plan, but it really couldn't really practically be come to pass. There wouldn't be a way to actually build a system like this that would have the ability to control the whole world, except now they can do it through their objective of carbon tax, 15-minute cities, which would be 10-minute cities, then eventually 5-minute cities. Then you'll have everything delivered to your door that you're to get. You get nothing. Basically, a DoorDash will deliver everything to you. You won't have any freedom. This is the plan, their plan. This is why Christ wants the world to know how sinister this is. Now, these three men, Trump, Putin, Xi Jinping, their countries have all been recipients of the objectives of this one alien mother, this one center that pops out pods and lays pods all over the world, so that they can control every continent, every landmass, every, not only country, but every region, every what we call state, then within the state, every county, within the county, every city, or district, or whatever you want to call it. This is the objective. And these three men, they all know and understand what I'm saying. And they have openly, maybe not used the term Pilgrim Society, because this would be too much for the people of the world. The people of the world could not believe that this one group actually oversees everything for the last 2-3 centuries, especially the last 125 years. And the noose is tightening. The net is now beginning to be drawn. For the people that are not Christians, it will literally be hell on earth. For the Christians, it will also be hell on earth, except we will have the power of God and the grace of God to assist us through what is coming. So now you see the baby boom generation period, a 16-year, the Jesus movement was a 16-year period of time in the field of a baby boom generation in the United States of America. It was there as a, you might say, a landing strip for the Jewish people in this country to meet their Messiah, to meet their Christ. Israel, their Messiah is still to come. With the believers, Messiah had come and died and has fulfilled his promise to bring in a people that was not his people. At the same time, to visit the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as it would please God, so that the Jewish people could also, like Peter and Paul and James and these disciples that were Jewish, that they also could meet their Messiah before his second coming. They met him back 2,000 years ago and all through the ages, and especially in the United States and out of the Jesus movement of this country, there was something that was came into existence, something that we were given, Christ gave birth to. It is called a messianic movement, a movement where the Jewish people now as a people could begin to worship their God with the Gentile believers, and there would be a embracing. They would embrace one another. But the mainstream, the whole congregation, didn't necessarily embrace the Jewish, the new believers in the Jewish, in the faith. So there's still this latent anti-Semitism, even in the churches and all of the lampstands, even in evangelical Christianity. So then you have, with the end of the Clinton years, so the Rockefellers did have one of the Rockefeller children in the presidency, and almost one of the daughters. I have looked into Hillary. Very mysterious. They really don't know much about her mother, don't know much about her real father. It appears as if it may have been Nelson as her real father. There is a possibility David may have been her father, but David wasn't necessarily known for being promiscuous, not like Nelson. So that is kind of up in the air. My view is Nelson would be my candidate right now, but I'm open to the option of David actually being her father. There's been some times when she was caught on camera being scolded by David, and I don't know if an uncle would scold a niece that way, so it could be that David may actually be the real father. But that isn't there, and it isn't here. We'll just have to see. Now, with George Jr., he gets 8 years. He carries the plan further on shore. through the 9/11 and through the Patriot Act. There was the, you know, there's the foreign policy, and then there's domestic policy. Junior carried out, was used to further the domestic policy of this group in the city of London and New York City. Then you have Barry Satoru. Now, there is some speculation. I'm looking into this. There is speculation that Barry may actually have possibly some Rockefeller DNA. There was one of the Rockefeller, it was Nelson's son, I think. Well, I'm trying to remember whose son it was. I don't remember if it was David or Nelson. I think it was Nelson's. I think it would have been Hillary's. If Nelson is the father, Hillary's father, it would have been her brother. I'm trying to remember his name. I want to say Michael. I think it might be Lawrence, who was in Asia, and his boat, he was out in the sea. He had trouble. His boat broke. He ended up on shore. And the tribe, they were known to be cannibals. And they, he became dinner. I hate to be, you know, I want to be respectful. But they say that he was cannibalized. Now, there were some photos of Barry Barry. I don't like to use the first name or last name. So Barry Satoru, and he had features like, I think it was Lawrence or Michael. I can't remember which. I should check. And the ears, there was some resemblance. So there has been speculation that maybe he actually was the father, and his mother may have been like Polynesian, from like Sumatra, somewhere in there. And it was believed that eventually he would spend early days in Kenya. So there is that possibility that the mother, I think her name was Davis. What was her name? Boy, I can't remember these names. Oh, I did remember it. Anne Dunn may not be his real mother. She was just the surrogate mother, or just the nanny. Now, it gets confusing, but with these men that I'm visiting with you about, these presidents starting from Carter to Barry, they all have occult connections. The Bushes, their occult connections are German, Aryan, Nazi, according to research, with Clinton's Illuminati through the Rockefeller family. Jimmy, there have been reports that his mother was known to be a witch in Plains, Georgia. And Jimmy did have psychological problems and had to have treatment, did have treatment. And then the facility, the clinic, all the documentation was wiped out in a fire. Now, one thing with people that are, I'm not saying, but I'm just giving you some info. People that have been traumatized, gone through severe trauma as children, generally they can, if their personalities are compartmentalized, if they are split personality, there are parts of the other personalities, they can have different, what's the term they use? Yeah, well, split personalities. Some of the personalities may be that of a child, the other of somebody that is brilliant, the other someone that is, you know, a drug addict, drunk. They have the different personalities which hide the core personality from the main trauma. Every human being has a core personality, the personality you're born with, that God has given you at birth. And that core personality can be splintered. And it may be that there was some type of trauma, torture with Jimmy. And he may have had, and as they get older, people get older, they'll start to have flashbacks and remember the torture, the pain, the terror, and start to try to reintegrate into the core personality. That can't be, that's verboten, that's forbidden, not allowed. So that may have happened with Jimmy. And with Barry, it's up in the air. But what I'm saying is, all of these individuals, even Reagan, was involved in the occult. Nancy would go to the stargazers to get her daily reads from her, not only horoscope, but other occult ways to protect Ron as president. He was sworn in on 1966 at midnight in California as president of governor of California. There was occult activity with Ronald Reagan. What I'm saying is, there's a principle. Occult families make sure that those that will follow in their footsteps have greater occult abilities than the father or the mother. And then if they don't, well, then they'll be trained in the occult. They'll be trained to be stronger. They'll grow, they're mature in their abilities within the occult. What I'm saying is, the Rockefeller family has, because of their involvement in secret societies, they do have a certain intensity in witchcraft. The same with Macron, God Not With Us, and with Star Kirmer. I know, you know, these people are all in secret societies, and they all have different degrees of authority. And within that group, they all know who carries the most powerful lineages in the occult giftings. Barry does have very powerful occult giftings. Now, where did those giftings come from? Through which lineage did they come? Nothing will be hidden. Nothing will be hidden. And even they have to allow it. Their prophets and their apostles and their teachers within the covens, they know that sometimes they have to allow the exposure. There's nothing they can do about it. They don't like it. They may do what they can to stop the spotlight, stay out of the spotlight, but still, Christ said nothing will be hidden. Everything must be exposed, because man has free will to make right decisions. They have to know the truth. So, now, I started with Putin, Trump, Putin, and Xi. These three men have changed the world. And the world I'm talking about is the occult world. Now, podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com. My mailing contact information is P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. This may be disturbing. You don't have to believe it. Just remember and look, observe, and we'll see what happens. God bless you. God protect you. God keep you. And I'll talk to you again.